Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, here we go. Good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Right at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris. Thanks for tuning in today, and thanks for spending your extra day of the year right here with me. Yeah, February 29th. We get this opportunity every 4 years, so consider today a free day. What are you going to do with that extra time? Call in. Give us a shout. Any questions you have about your home, we're here to help. 314-241-9797. And, you know, as a senior home consultant with Mosby Building Arts and trying to be a good advisor and really solve a lot of issues for my clients, get a lot of great remodeling projects for my clients, trying to just be a great advisor for everybody. I really love the time here that I get for 1 hour on Saturdays. And this extra day today on a Saturday is totally awesome. So we got a lot going on for you today. And I do have, we can go over everything remodeling, maintenance, and today your water. You can call in. We'll answer anything, any water questions you might have with my guest today, Brett Lyon with Aqua Systems, can answer any questions you may have with hard water, water softeners, just general water questions, and for me, any general home improvement questions you have. But move quickly. We only have 1 hour. The number you need, 314-241-9797. And also remember, every week, halfway through the show, I'll have my Right at Home hack, so stick around for that. We've got a couple good topics for you too today. I've got some out of the box ideas for you. 50 of the biggest remodeling companies across the country. What do they do and how do they do it, you know, to kind of dare to be different? And we've got some common roofing mistakes. I see this sort of stuff all the time, so we can go over that. I could spend all hour on these great topics, but I'd really, really like to hear from you. And if you have any questions about your water, today is the day for sure. Give us a call, 314-241-9797. And here to help me answer these water questions is my guest from Aqua Systems, Brett Line. So I say, let's get this thing going. Brett, how are you doing today? And thanks for coming in on that extra Saturday for the year.
Hey, we got that extra Saturday. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Piggyback with what you said, I always enjoy coming on and have the opportunity to, like you, Aqua Systems, we like to try to help our customers. And in the water business is a huge business. People are getting more and more educated about water, what they're drinking, what they're consuming, and also as far as other issues that deal with water, with dry skin issues and things of that nature that can be water related. So, you know, those are the kind of questions. I'm not talking so much about plumbing, but as far as more about water, water purification, drinking systems. We also offer bottled water service, Mountain Valley Spring Water. We're a distributor for them here in the St. Louis area. We deliver that to folks as well. And also, we also provide a service with water softener salt. You know, there's a lot of folks that have water softeners that are getting older or injured and can't get up and down stairs, going to the basement and getting salt down there. So, you know, we'll not only deliver it and drop it off if that's what you want, but we'll actually take it down the basement for you and put it in the softener for you and check the system out for you as well. So, yeah, excited about being here this morning.
You know, and I appreciate that. And that is a great thing that I absolutely love is, kind of two of the things that you guys really do that stands out for me. Number one, you know, that service of, I see so many water softeners where the people are like, oh yeah, we stopped doing that 10 years ago. They just, right. You know, they probably just got tired of bringing the stuff in and doing it or got older and things like that. So to have the service to be able to come in and take care of that for you. And, you know, when you think about water and everything, you know, people are really getting, you know, I did a lot of stuff a couple weeks ago about, you know, the carbon gases and being environmentally friendly and how we're supposed to be changing all right. This stuff. So, you know, people are really huge about plastic bottles, about, mm-hmm. You know, don't use them, stop using them, you know, recycle, use, you know, cups that are refillable and stuff like that. So can you explain kind of what your bottled water service, you know, and how you do that? Because most of that's glass bottles, right?
Yes. The Mountain Valley Spring Water is glass bottles. That's available in 5 gallon and 2.5 gallon glass because folks are learning different things. And I guess maybe take a step back from that is that we hear all kinds of questions coming from customers. And my position and our position as a company is not to come in and with an idea already what I'm going to push on you. You know, our idea is to sit down and listen to what your concerns are. Like you said, there are more and more people that don't want to drink water out of plastic. And if that's a concern, we do offer product like glass bottles that'll take care of that need. Mountain Valley has been bottling water continuously since 1871 and distributing it. So they've been around a long time, and it's a good product. People love it, and it is available. So,
yeah,
I think the key is, like you were saying, being a good advisor is coming in and listening, determining what the need is, and then being able to help them out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, talking about education, I do want to remind everybody that next Saturday, we got a couple of good education things going on. So Mosby next Saturday on the 7th has a window, door, siding, kind of exterior of your home seminar for you. And it is next Saturday at 10:30 a.m. It is at the Pella Showroom down in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. So you can register for that seminar at events@mosby.com and or just call our office 314-909-1800. Register for that. Be a great seminar for you. And we also have, and where you'll be, Brett, next week is, next weekend all along, is the Downtown Home Show, the biggest home show of the year for St. Louis. I will be broadcasting live from down there. We'll be at your booth, and we'll be hanging out and helping people and educating them and really, you know, just getting, and you get to see everything down there. And this is, it's going to smell like flowers and mulch. This is springtime, people. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to be in this building. It's going to make you, give you great ideas. You get to meet all sorts of people, companies, all sorts of products. It's a great thing to be at. So don't forget about that Downtown Home Show and come by and see us, see me. Ask a question on the air while we're down there. You know, what do you got going on around your house? And speaking of that, for today, give us a call. Anything about your house, anything water. We're going to get our first break going here, but give us a shout, 314-241-9797. We'll get you on the air when we return.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back. Flying through it like I always say. Like they said just now, give us a call. Any questions you have about the water in your home, any water softener stuff, we got the expert here. And for anything around your home, maintenance, remodeling, anything you got going on, take a look around, take a walk about, see what you see, and then give us a call, 314-241-9797. But I did want to get into this really interesting article I was reading about, and it was from Remodeler Magazine, and they looked at 50 of the biggest remodeling companies across the country and kind of talked and interviewed and found, you know, a few of the common things that they do, which makes them different, better, per se, you know, whatever, and you know, what really extends them from the industry and the normalcy of what's going on with companies and things in the industry, and kind of comparing that to, you know, what we do here at Mosby, what Aqua Systems does mm-hmm. as a company, you know, in doing stuff like that. And, you know, the first thing on the list was extended warranties. That, you know, it's a trend of these big 50 companies going above and beyond, and really, you know, it's about wanting to service your clients. And, you know, so they have some longer warranties than normal. We here at Mosby, we have a 10-year workmanship warranty on the work that we perform for you. And we think that's, you know, just the same extension of that, you know, and dare to be different and dare to be better and, right. and better processes. So what's your guys' warranty and stuff like there at Aqua Systems?
Well, since you bring that up, I think that's a very compelling point, because I don't know about you, but myself, I oftentimes will get a phone call or at times have a customer call in. And oftentimes they come prepared with their sleeves rolled up, ready to start fighting.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, and you have to, okay, folks, it's, you know, we said this is the warranty and we'll take care of it. We're here to
yeah.
take care of you from the beginning. It's, you don't have to, and we're not here to argue or fight. We stand behind our equipment. If there's a problem, we'll take care of it. And oftentimes I tell folks as we're out talking to folks is that as we set folks up as a customer, it's a relationship. It's a lifetime thing. Because our equipment, yeah, it does, not just 10 years. We do a basic warranty for like 7 years, but there's a lifetime exchange policy on this, on these softeners, on the valve, that you can come in and it could be swapped out easily by the customer. And we've removed a lot of layers and extra costs and things of that nature just to make it simple for the customer. So
yeah,
it makes a difference.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's something I see all the time too. It is surprising how, you know, some of the industry, just there's so many things out there that are just not good. So people, come to expect that.
Right.
And they're just like, oh, they said 10 years, but boy, get ready for a battle because there's no chance they're going to do anything with this 7 years later. And then, yeah, we show up and we go, oh, man, you're right.
Dang,
we should do this and that. And let's, you know, get it taken care of. And it's kind of, you know, how we even got to the length of, you know, at Mosby, our extended warranty was reviewing, you know, projects and warranty calls and stuff that we had. And we kind of sat down and said, okay, so what's the longest we've gone back and actually fixed something that we just looked at and, you know, open and honestly knew, wow, we should have done that better. And we should just take care of that, whether it's on paper, a warranty or not, because, you know, years ago we had a 1 year typical 12 month workmanship warranty and, you know, and we're in this meeting figuring this out. And I raised my hand. I said, yeah, 9 years. I had one that, you know, it was a room addition and there was a flashing problem. And I was like, you know, I looked at it and I said, you know, not only should we have handled that better, I was the one that learned about it and I was the one that trained all our people on how to do this type of stuff. And I know when I did that, and I know we built this room shortly after that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was probably a transition of getting through and, you know, we missed something. We did. We're human. And that job was 9 years old and we went back and we corrected everything and fixed it all for her. And that was when we said, well, then let's do 10 years, you know, because that's what we're, you know, put out there, what you're living up to anyhow, you know, that sort of thing. So the second one on the list for that is pretty much just putting the customer first, just really, you know, customer service oriented. You know, these companies, as well as we do here at Mosby, we have a drive to please the customer, not just good quality, not just great projects, but, you know, building relationships, letting the dog out, not blocking the mailbox when you park, even with the neighbors, you know, just being, have it in your process to be thoughtful, you know, all the way through how you do that. And I know you guys have a lot of that as far as, you know, how, what you put out there for your customers up front and, you know, how you want to handle them. And
well, on the equipment side, as you mentioned, yes, absolutely. Because again, as you approach it, being able to listen to the customer, we run into a customers oftentimes where we're the second or third person coming in to talk to them about their solutions for their water issues. And I'll hear stories of folks that have been in their previous competitors for 2 hours and really kind of coming in with their suitcases ready to push something specifically on them because there's a promotion or commission or something specifically, as opposed to sitting and listening and saying, okay, what is the issue and what are all the issues? Okay, now this is what I have available. And being able to hear the customer, I think that's a way of eliminating a lot of that because you're taking care of the problem on the front side, not the back side.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the next one is really my favorite. And a little bit later, if I have some time, I'm going to get into kind of a story about this to really explain it. But every employee is an opportunity. And this, you know, with labor shortages and, you know, needing good carpenters. So maybe your carpenter you have now is your next project manager, or maybe, you know, they go into something else and they really have some desires and stuff. And, you know, I think the company caring about the employee and what the employee likes and wants and different things is a huge thing in just making a good culture and a better place, you know, to work in a better environment, and then it makes it better for all of the clients out there.
Right, right, absolutely. And being able to, like you said, I think that starts from the top up, you know, being able to sit down and communicate and say, you know, this is how we started, this is our business, this is how we take care of people. This, because when it's important to the person at the top and they communicate to everybody, then it's a culture. And, you know, being able to train those folks to be able to communicate that out, and then opportunity to train them to be able to move up in the company,
yeah,
and expand as the company grows, because you're taking care of customers, they can move up and grow with the company.
Yep, yep. And then another one, which I personally, being here with Mosby so long, got to kind of watch even evolve in our company, is, you know, staying busy even in the off season, really just doing other things and thinking about, you know, we have a lot of employees. How do we keep them busy year-round? What type of services are we doing? And thinking about the client is one of the things we did of, you know, we have like this radio show. We have these people call in. They have these questions. So we talk about their porch columns. And then, you know, if you would have called our office about, you know, price 16, 17 years ago and said, hey, I talked to Rich on the radio and, you know, he said we should do this to fix my porch columns. And we'd be like, oh, we don't do that. You know, we do room additions and kitchens. And, you know, and it came a part of, well, it keeps everybody working. But it also, these people want the best people, the best company, the smartest people on the block to do everything for them. So it just kind of, you know, we got into all those aspects, whether you're spending, you know, $200,000, $220,000, $200,000, these jobs are all done the same. They're all thought through the same, and it just keeps everybody going.
Yeah, and I think you have, like you said, you establish a relationship with a customer. They already love you. You know, when you've gone in and you've taken care of them, and for Mosby, built something for us, we've put equipment in, and things change as we go along. And there's different opportunities to do other things, like the customer may get a water softener, but maybe they have somebody that needs bottled water. Used to be, when we first started many years ago, bottled water was kind of a seasonal thing. Summer hit, and it was just crazy.
Yeah.
But anymore, with people buying bottled water at Sam's and Walmart and these places and throwing plastic in dumpsters and the trash, they're starting to realize that. So even during the wintertime, you know, we're selling a lot of bottled water.
Yeah.
And having the opportunity to grow on that side, take care of folks. So
yeah, and it's just a great service and a great thing to do. And so finally, the last thing they had on the list was, you know, all these major companies have systems that save time, save money. You know, it's about getting things right. It's about the processes in place, you know, to get you through things more effectively, more efficiently, planning properly. You know, these companies really think all this stuff through, you know, to get through it. So it's really, you know, that's something that I know we do really, really greatly in the design build process of, you know, just have everything as a process. And that way, if you do the same thing over and over again, you're just that much better off. You'll be right that much more. So we're going to jump into a hard break, but I have a story for you when we come back. I got my hack when we come back. And I got lines open for you guys when we come back. 314-241-9797. Feel free to give us a call. All right. We are back, and it is right at home hack time. Got a great one for you today. And if you want to get into this conversation with me, give us a call. We got 30 minutes left here till 1. 314-241-9797. And so today I got some real simple tricks to keep your home clean. And when, you know, we all want to keep our homes clean, we want to use as little effort as possible, right? And so I've got a few steps today that can hopefully not only help keep it clean, but make it easier to the next time you clean to really get your home clean. And so speaking of floors, so to keep your floors clean, double up on your doormats, get one outside, get one inside, get ones that really catch from the outside and hold a lot of those debris in there. That's, you know, the rough ones with the holes that can get the stuff off the shoes really well. And, you know, it's kind of been proven that it will just keep your floors cleaner for longer if you're doing that. And also try a shoes off in the home rule. It helps tremendously. When cleaning your windows, so when you're cleaning your windows, you want to dust everything around the windows, the frame, the seals, everything first. But when you go to do the glass inside and out, you know, go side to side on one side of the window and go up and down on the other side of the window. So then when you step back and you look, if you got streaks, you're not trying to figure out which side it's on. You can tell what side you need to go to. It just makes it way easier to re-clean. And this one was really surprising to me, that dish towels. So they may not look dirty, but, you know, there was a study by the USDA about, you know, the dish towels and how dirty they are and how quickly they get dirty. And so they're saying change them out every couple of days, and maybe even more, like every day if you have a large, active family, that they really get dirty way quicker than you think. And then on your furniture, so covering your furniture to keep it clean, think about your grandparents' couch. And they covered it in that plastic. And how long did that couch last? Like 30, 40 years, right? So I'm not saying you got to use the hard plastic and, you know, like your parents or your grandparents did. But, you know, you can really just use a really nice slip cover, something like that. Or maybe even just for during parties and stuff like that. It just cleaning up the dirt, the spills. White goes with, it matches almost anything, and it's super easy to just wash, bleach, get clean again. So think about that, kind of protecting your home to keep it clean, to make it easier for the next time. So, and I'll bring these hacks to you every single week. So if you want to go back into 97.1 FM's website, we'll have, you know, they're always, the show's always up on there. You can go back, listen to them, or you can check out my social media. We post them every week. If you go to Twitter at Rich Orris, or search Mosby Rich Orris on Facebook, and I'll pop right up, and every week my hacks will be there. So fun. Hope it was useful information, and we are going to get back to the show here and get into some other things going on around here. I want to remind everybody again, next weekend we've got the home show, the biggest show downtown. I'll be broadcasting live from there at Aqua Systems booth. You can come down and check us out. See them. It is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But also on Saturday, Mosby will be having a seminar out at Pella's new showroom out in Chesterfield Valley. And you can register for this exteriors. It's windows, doors, siding, anything you want to know about the outside of your home. We can help you through that, how to pick good windows, what type's great for your home. Bring your thoughts, your questions, and you can register for our seminar at events@mosby.com, or just simply call our office, 314-909-1800. Register for that, and we will get you in on that, and a lot of great information there. A lot of great information down at the home show for sure. Are you looking forward to the home show next weekend, Brett?
I am looking forward to the home show. We talked to a lot of people during that show event, but I wanted to kind of jump back a second on your hack. You're talking about cleanliness. I know a lot of times we'll mention this, but even having the right kind of water,
absolutely,
as not hard water, when you have soft water, that will save you time. Sometimes it's very difficult when you've had a glass shower doors and you've had hard water a long time. They'll get marred and etched up and so forth on there. But if you have that kind of situation, you're dealing with water spots, you're dealing with calcium residue, white calcium residue and faucets and shower heads and all those kinds of things, it'll save time and cost where you won't have to buy the lime away and the other things to knock that down.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a water softener on making that much easier in the cleaning process.
So, well, and in your dishwasher, washing machine.
Extending the life on your dishwasher.
Your shower, you know, just using less soap and things like that when you shower, less shampoo, less soap in your washing machine. And yes, just extending the life of every faucet, every piece of appliance that has water run through it, whether it's your refrigerator's, you know, filter ice maker, whether it's, you know, your dishwasher, all that. Yes, that is a very good point on how these things, a lot of people don't really know.
Right.
You know, that it does all that.
And back to your home show, yes, this, that's actually running Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday this next week. We'll be at booth number 1717 is our booth number there. We're looking forward to having you there on Saturday doing the live broadcast, but folks can come by at any time during that time and be more than happy to talk to folks. We'll have probably some water samples to give out. And I'm also looking at, I'm not sure how many copies I have, but I do have from the Water Quality Association. It's a little booklet they put out. Actually, I think I passed it out to all the Mosby folks when I was over there talking to you guys before. The water filtration for Dummies, basically book is what it's called. And it just gives you some basic information. So we'll have those available, and we'll hand those out to folks that come by and talk to us. So
sure, awesome. Yeah, and then come by and see me while we're there, 12 to 1 on Saturday. I'll be there, and you can walk right up. We'll sit you down. You can ask your question live on the air. I would, you know, love for something like that to happen.
Yeah, and if even if they want to bring a water sample in, I'll be happy. We can test for hard water, see what the hardness is of the water, and also we can test the water quality as far as the total dissolved solids, what they call TDS, the amount of dissolved solids in the water. We can measure that there and kind of give them an idea if they're interested for that information. So
that is a great idea. Bring your water samples in and get it tested. Find out what you need. See everything they have available right there. All right. We are back, and it is right at home hack time. Got a great one for you today. And if you want to get into this conversation with me, give us a call. We got 30 minutes left here till 1-314-241-9797. And so today I got some real simple tricks to keep your home clean. And when, you know, we all want to keep our homes clean, we want to use as little effort as possible, right? And so I've got a few steps today that can hopefully not only help keep it clean, but make it easier to the next time you clean, to really get your home clean. And so speaking of floors, so to keep your floors clean, double up on your doormats, get one outside, get one inside, get ones that really catch from the outside and hold a lot of those debris in there. That's, you know, the rough ones with the holes that can get the stuff off the shoes really well. And, you know, it's kind of been proven that it will just keep your floors cleaner for longer if you're doing that. And also try a shoes off in the home rule. It helps tremendously. When cleaning your windows, so when you're cleaning your windows, you want to dust everything around the windows, the frame, the seals, everything first. But when you go to do the glass inside and out, you know, go side to side on one side of the window and go up and down on the other side of the window. So then when you step back and you look, if you got streaks, you're not trying to figure out which side it's on. You can tell what side you need to go to. It just makes it way easier to re-clean. And this one was really surprising to me, that dish towels. So they may not look dirty, but, you know, there was a study by the USDA about, you know, the dish towels and how dirty they are and how quickly they get dirty. So they're saying change them out every couple of days, and maybe even more, like every day if you have a large active family, that they really get dirty way quicker than you think. And then on your furniture, so covering your furniture to keep it clean. Think about your grandparents' couch, and they covered it in that plastic. And how long did that couch last? Like 30, 40 years, right? So I'm not saying you got to use the hard plastic and, you know, like your parents or your grandparents did, but, you know, you can really just use a really nice slip cover, something like that, or maybe even just for during parties and stuff like that. It just cleaning up the dirt, the spills. White goes with, it matches almost anything, and it's super easy to just wash, bleach, get clean again. So think about that, kind of protecting your home to keep it clean, to make it easier for the next time. So, and I'll bring these hacks to you every single week. So if you want to go back into 97.1 FM's website, we'll have, you know, they're always, the show's always up on there. You can go back, listen to them, or you can check out my social media. We post them every week. If you go to Twitter at Rich Orris, or search Mosby Rich Orris on Facebook, and I'll pop right up, and every week my hacks will be there. So fun. Hope it was useful information, and we are going to get back to the show here and get into some other things going on around here. I want to remind everybody again, next weekend we've got the home show, the biggest show downtown. I'll be broadcasting live from there at Aqua Systems booth. You can come down and check us out. See them. It is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But also on Saturday, Mosby will be having a seminar out at Pella's new showroom out in Chesterfield Valley. And you can register for this exteriors. It's windows, doors, siding, anything you want to know about the outside of your home. We can help you through that, how to pick good windows, what type's great for your home. Bring your thoughts, your questions, and you can register for our seminar at events@mosby.com or just simply call our office, 314-909-1800. Register for that, and we will get you in on that, and a lot of great information there. A lot of great information down at the home show for sure. Are you looking forward to the home show next weekend, Brett?
I am looking forward to the home show. We talked to a lot of people during that show event, but I wanted to kind of jump back a second on your hack. You're talking about cleanliness. I know a lot of times we'll mention this, but even having the right kind of water, as not hard water, when you have soft water, that will save you time. Sometimes it's very difficult when you've had a glass shower doors and you've had hard water a long time. They'll get marred and etched up and so forth on there. But if you have that kind of situation, you're dealing with water spots, you're dealing with calcium residue, white calcium residue and faucets and shower heads and all those kinds of things, it'll save time and cost where you won't have to buy the lime away and the other things to knock that down.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a water softener on making that much easier in the cleaning process.
So, well, and in your dishwasher, washing machine.
Extending the life of
your
dishwasher.
Your shower, you know, just using less soap and things like that when you shower, less shampoo, less soap in your washing machine. And yes, just extending the life of every faucet, every piece of appliance that has water run through it, whether it's your refrigerator's, you know, filter ice maker, whether it's, you know, your dishwasher, all that. Yes, that is a very good point on how these things, a lot of people don't really know.
Right.
You know, that it does all that.
And back to your home show, yes, this, that's actually running Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday this next week. We'll be at booth number 1717 is our booth number there. We're looking forward to having you there on Saturday doing the live broadcast, but folks can come by at any time during that time and be more than happy to talk to folks. We'll have probably some water samples to give out. And I'm also looking at, I'm not sure how many copies I have, but I do have from the Water Quality Association. It's a little booklet they put out. Actually, I think I passed it out to all the Mosby folks when I was over there talking to you guys before. The Water Filtration for Dummies, basically, book is what it's called. And it just gives you some basic information. So we'll have those available, and we'll hand those out to folks that come by and talk to us. So
sure, awesome. Yeah, and then come by and see me while we're there. 12 to 1 on Saturday, I'll be there, and you can walk right up. We'll sit you down. You can ask your question live on the air. I would, you know, love for something like that to happen.
Yeah, and if they want to bring a water sample in, I'll be happy. We can test for hard water, see what the hardness is of the water, and also we can test the water quality as far as the total dissolved solids, what they call TDS, the amount of dissolved solids in the water. We can measure that there and kind of give them an idea if they're interested. For that information. So
that is a great idea. Bring your water samples in and get it tested. Find out what you need. See everything they have available right there. It's going to be a ton of fun and a lot of things to see down there. A lot of great ideas for landscaping and, you know, everything else in the industry. Houses, you know, building custom houses. They'll have displays set up. It is the largest one in St. Louis. This is not the one you'll want to miss out on for sure. So check that out next weekend.
I do want to clarify the water sample too, because I've said that before and had somebody walk in with like a gallon of water or a bucket of water. You know, all I need is like a sample. We just need a sample like the size of a pill bottle is the amount we need. Need really any more than that. We're good. We can test it. So
So something small. Don't need to bring in a whole five gallon
container.
Yeah. looking a backpack on your back full of 3 gallons of water or something.
Yep.
So I did want to touch on something real quick from that last deal on the companies and, you know, what we do to be different, because, you know, my favorite thing we were talking about is, you know, every employee is an opportunity. And this is something that with Scott Mosby, with the owner of Mosby Building Arts, and passing that on to me and all the other, you know, people in our company on, you know, what to do and, you know, how to handle and train and deal with people. So we have a designer there that she just got, she just passed her associate kitchen and bath designer course. So now she's got the AKBD after her name. It's a great thing. Her name's Jen Lewis. And she posted a thing on Facebook about it that I found really, really interesting because, you know, she talked about how she, when she started her career and she got out of school, she was real hopeful and excited. And she ended up getting out in a really bad time when the market was down and it was hard finding a job. And, you know, she had a lot of hopes of earning these certificates and advancing and getting awards and advancing her career. And really, it was just a horrible time to try and be looking for a job and trying to get into places. Everybody wanted really experienced people already. And with not a lot of experience, how do you even get it? And then finally, she, you know, interviewed with Mosby, and she talked about these, you know, interests that she had and that, you know, what she wanted to do in the success of her career as she developed. And, you know, Mosby had talked about how they want their employees to succeed in the industry that we're in. They support them. They'll help. They'll give you time to do things. So she went and took this, you know, studied a ton, took this 3-hour test, very intense thing, and it is a lot of information. And she passed it, and she was so excited and everything. And we've celebrated with her about it and that. But the thing that it really brings me to is, you know, we do that with all of our employees. So to me, and being one of the employees that's been here so long, you know, so I looked at our wall the other day of plaques of the 10 people that have been with this company for, you know, at Mosby Building Arts for over 15 years. And I started thinking about what they've done and how they've changed and advanced. So of course, I'm on that list because I've been here over 18 years. And I've went from, you know, project manager to consultant. John Yoko is on that list. He went from painter to kind of head of painting to project management of all types of jobs. Justin Lane was an awesome carpenter. Did PM work. Now he's just started and is getting trained to be a consultant, basically the exact same thing that I've done. John and Justin have both been here 19 years, a little bit longer than me. Oleg Podgorny, he's a painter. Mm-hmm. He is now the head of our painting. He's been here. He's on that wall. Steve Wickers was a PM. He's now the head of our quality control, our lead safe work practices. Tim Wallig, he was a carpenter. He worked actually under me for a while as one of my lead carpenters, became a project manager, became an estimator, very smart, very detailed guy. Now he is the manager of our design team. And then we've got Steve Nielsen. He is a carpenter. He advanced to a lead carpenter. And Bill Wakefield, he was our head estimator for years. He became the manager of our design build department and then retired, but yet he is still here, so happy with what he does part-time, helping out with our estimating software system, all that stuff, just a little bit at a time doing things for us because he just loves everything about it. So it just makes for such a great culture and such a great environment, and I would invite anybody out there, you know, give us a shot, have us out. Give Mosby a call if you're thinking about doing something, 314-909-1800. It does not hurt to just learn and figure out what is this all about, and is this something that, you know, I see a lot of value in, because there is truly a lot of value in it, and we wouldn't have these stats and these statistics and these people and stuff if it wasn't a different environment from every other
place that I've ever worked. So I absolutely love it. But we got to get to our break here. So we got a call there. If you could hold the line through the break, we will pick you up as soon as we return. If anybody else has anything quick for us in the last segment, feel free to call 314-241-9797. All right. This is it. Right at the end. Man, I hate to see my favorite hour of the week go so fast, but if you do have anything for us, we got 6 minutes, so we can get an answer for you. If you've got the question, feel free to call 314-241-9797. And so, Brett, really, you know, I'm really looking forward to next weekend, but talking about, you know, the companies and thinking outside the box and everything, isn't it just great when, you know, you like where you are and you like what you do and you like who you do it for?
It makes life a lot better.
Yes.
You know, when you can work at an organization that mirrors your thoughts and beliefs and your standards as far as customers and dealing with customers, and there's a lot of folks out that talk about it, and I've said it before, people with customers do business with people do business with people, and it's, you can come in and you can have the biggest name or whatever, but once you put a face to it and you start talking about it, so the idea behind it, and I think why we partner so well with Mosby, is I think there's a lot of alignment of agreement on customer service, dealing with customers, taking a look at providing a service that makes sense, that's something you can provide and actually go home and sleep at night and not feel like you're deceiving or misleading somebody, but trying to provide a product and try to resolve a situation that a customer has. You know, it's not a one size fits all. Every customer, and even water, it's very unusual. But when you run into well water situations, you can have two homes next to each other and have total different situations as far as the water and the quality of the water and the problem with the water and so forth. So, yeah, we've had, it's been a very busy year so far, and we appreciate folks giving us a call and the opportunity. But, and we like working with Mosby, and we're looking forward to having you guys out with us at the home show this Saturday. But we really try to encourage folks. you know, sometimes folks don't want to have that, maybe a little timid on that conversation one-on-one, or feel like that we're going to come in and tangle them down on a hard sales situation. Then, you know, we invite you to go to the website. You go to ilovemywater.com or aquasystems.com. If you put your zip code in here locally, when it comes up, it'll identify us here in the St. Louis area, and you can look at it, and you can even see the pricing. It's there. They can give us a call at the office, 314-832-5500. Matter of fact, if they call today and mention that they've heard this on the show, we'll do the same as we did last time. We'll take $100 off if they decide to go with us and a piece of equipment. I'd be happy to take an additional discount off of that.
That's great. I love that for all our listeners. Yeah, give them a call.
Yeah, 314-832-5500 at Aqua Systems. Leave a message. Office is not open today, but you can leave me a message, and I'll pick that up Monday morning and follow up with you. So, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, but you know, I worked for a lot of different companies over the years until I finally, you know, what I kind of call found a home at Mosby, where I was like, man, this is really great and stuff. And, you know, just the thinking, you know, outside the box and really thinking about what needs to be corrected, you know, when you look at the industry and you think, you know, it's not showing up, it's not communicating, it's not always, you know, I see a lot of stuff that's high quality and they're like, I'll never have those people back. And you're right, looking at it going, wow, they did a really awesome job. Like, you know, I'm not the only company that can do a really awesome job, but it's the communication, right, and all that other stuff and how they get through it, how long did it take, you know, things like that. And I'll never forget, you know, early on, after I was hired, and one day I sat down with Scott Mosby, and, you know, he was just asking me some questions, and he said, well, Rich, he said, what don't you like about what you do for a living? And I was like, oh, geez, wow. You know, like, I've had some interviews. They've asked me, you know, can you roof?
Right.
You know how to put on shingles? Do you know how to drywall tape mud? And then they would, you know, and I was like, I honestly have never had that question. And I thought about it and I said, well, I said, you know, in managing projects and stuff and all the different companies I've worked for, you know, my biggest thing is really putting out fires. I am so tired of going from here to there to put out fires and having the boss call and say, hey, can you run over here and at lunch and do that? Or can you do this and run and or stop by there on your way home? And, you know, it just doesn't help anybody. It's just not working. And so Scott looked at me and said, well, he said, what if together we developed a system where, you know, we greased all the wheels constantly. So the squeakiest wheel doesn't have to get the grease because it's a maintenance thing. This is how you treat people. This is what you do for everyone. And now they're all just constantly greased just a little bit where they don't squeak and we don't have a lot of these problems. And I'm like, man, sign me up. How do we get started? You know, and that's what we can deliver. And that's the thought in how we do it. So I do invite anybody out there. Let me out. Check out what you got going on. You know, call our office, 314-909-1800. We can come out, check out your projects, stuff like that. For Brett and everybody at Aqua Systems, thanks for coming out today.
Thank you.
And again, you can find them at ilovemywater.com or come see us next weekend at the home show. We'll be live down there, so come check us out. I look forward to that, and I be good to everyone out there, and I'll talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All right. This is it, right at the end. Man, I hate to see my favorite hour of the week go so fast, but if you do have anything for us, we got 6 minutes, so we can get an answer for you. If you've got the question, feel free to call 314-241-9797. And so, Brett, really, you know, I'm really looking forward to next weekend, but talking about, you know, the companies and thinking outside the box and everything. Isn't it just great when, you know, you like where you are and you like what you do and you like who you do it for?
It's it makes life a lot better.
Yes.
You know, when you can work at an organization that mirrors your thoughts and beliefs and your standards as far as customers and dealing with customers and there's a lot of folks out that talk about it, and I've said it before. People with customers do business with people. People do business with people, and it's you can come in and you can have the biggest name or whatever, but once you put a face to it and you start talking about it, so the idea behind it, and I think why we partner so well with Mosby is I think there's a lot of alignment of agreement on customer service, dealing with customers. Taking a look at providing a service that makes sense, that's something you can provide and actually go home and sleep at night and not feel like you're deceiving or misleading somebody, but trying to provide a product and try to resolve a situation that a customer has. You know, it's not a one size fits all. Every customer, and even water, it's very unusual. But when you run into well water situations, you can have two homes next to each other and have total different situations as far as the water and the quality of the water and the problem with the water and so forth. So, yeah, we've had it's been a very busy year so far, and we appreciate folks giving us a call and the opportunity. But and we like working with Mosby, and we're looking forward to having you guys out with us at the home show this Saturday. But we really try to encourage folks. you know, sometimes folks don't want to have that. Maybe a little timid on that conversation one-on-one or feel like that we're going to come in and tangle them down on a hard sales situation, then, you know, we invite you to go to the website. You go to ilovemywater.com or aquasystems.com. If you put your zip code in here locally, when it comes up, it'll identify us here in the St. Louis area, and you can look at it, and you can even see the pricing. It's there. They can give us a call at the office, 314-832-5500. Matter of fact, if they call today, they mentioned that they've heard this on the show. We'll do the same as we did last time. We'll take $100 off if they decide to go with us and a piece of equipment. I'd be happy to take an additional discount off of that.
That's great. I love that for all our listeners. Yeah, give them a call.
Yeah, 832, again, 314-832-5500. 5500 at Aqua Systems. Leave a message. Office is not open today, but you can leave me a message, and I'll pick that up Monday morning and follow up with you. So, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be good. Yeah, but you know, I worked for a lot of different companies over the years until I finally, you know, what I kind of call found a home at Mosby, where I was like, man, this is really great and stuff. And, you know, just the thinking, you know, outside the box and really thinking about what needs to be corrected, you know, when you look at the industry and you think, you know, it's not showing up, it's not communicating, it's not always, you know, I see a lot of stuff that's high quality and they're like, I'll never have those people back. And you're right. Looking at it going, wow, they did a really awesome job. Like, you know, I'm not the only company that can do a really awesome job, but it's the communication and all that other stuff and how they get through it. How long did it take? You know, things like that. And I'll never forget, you know, early on, after I was hired, and one day I sat down with Scott Mosby, and, you know, he was just asking me some questions, and he said, well, Rich, he said, what don't you like about what you do for a living? And I was like, oh, geez, wow. You know, like, I've had some interviews. They've asked me, you know, can you roof?
Right.
You know how to put on shingles? Do you know how to drywall tape mud? And then they would, you know, and I was like, I honestly have never had that question. And I thought about it. And I said, you know, in managing projects and stuff and all the different companies I've worked for, you know, my biggest thing is really putting out fires. I am so tired of going from here to there to put out fires and having the boss call and say, hey, can you run over here and at lunch and do that? Or can you do this and run and or stop by there on your way home? And, you know, it just doesn't help anybody. It's just not working. And so Scott looked at me and said, well, he said, what if together we developed a system where, you know, we greased all the wheels constantly. So the squeakiest wheel doesn't have to get the grease because it's a maintenance thing. This is how you treat people. This is what you do for everyone. And now they're all just constantly greased just a little bit where they don't squeak and we don't have a lot of these problems. And I'm like, man, sign me up. How do we get started? You know, and that's what we can deliver. And that's the thought in how we do it. So I do invite anybody out there. Let me out. Check out what you got going on. You know, call our office, 314-909-1800. We can come out, check out your projects, stuff like that. For Brett and everybody at Aqua Systems, thanks for coming out today.
Thank you.
And again, you can find them at ilovemywater.com or come see us next weekend at the home show. We'll be live down there, so come check us out. I look forward to that, and I be good to everyone out there, and I'll talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.